and we're delighted to be able to feature them this morning. This is a trio, bass, guitar, and drums. We'll meet each of them after their first song, but join me as we welcome Manic Soul.
One, two, three, four. We'll be right back.
Manic Soul here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Now we know where the manic came from. No, the soul is here too. Let's find out who's inside of this music and the folks making. Let's start with you, Shane, since you were singing lead on that song and playing guitar. Tell me a bit about yourself. You can start at whatever age you'd like and take me up until now.
Well, I was born a young lad in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Charlottesville, Virginia. That's where I hail from. I was brought to Pittsburgh for scholastic reasons. I went to the university here and kind of fell in love with the city. So I've lived here for a couple years after, met some really awesome people in the musical community, and that's how I met these fellas.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And you know, Charlottesville.
Yes.
Is a beautiful city.
Oh, it
it's
really
absolutely
is.
Beautiful. The university town and just a nice place. And you came to go to Pitt? Or,
yes.
What did you study there?
I was a finance major at Pitt.
Finance.
Yes.
And now you found these guys. When did you start playing guitar?
I started playing guitar probably when I was in the eighth grade, I believe. So,
time
13, maybe like 13, yeah. Eight years ago or something.
So it's a while. So did you write the song that you just played?
Well, it was sort of a group effort. It was presented to the group by our drummer Druva, who he's a multi-instrumentalist. I think he played it for us on the piano, and then I wrote the words and the melody.
Yeah. Well, you sound great. let's go to Druva since we just brought him up. He's playing drums, sitting in the corner. And tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hey, guys. I'm Druva. Like Shane, I'm an expatriate of New York. I moved here to CMU to study pre-law and writing.
Now, Shane didn't even give us the New York years. So
yeah, exactly. Well, Shane moved from Virginia. So, okay. You know, I'm from New York, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't really live in New York?
No.
No, not really.
Okay.
Not yet, at least.
That's just a rumor. Yeah.
Because we'll fix this up in post. But Druva began, I do believe, with like Shane, I'm from New York.
Oh, you're right.
You meant like Shane.
Like Shane, I have left my hometown to
come
to Pittsburgh.
And that's fine. I'm demonstrating. I'm paying attention.
Jeez.
So you are originally from New York
yep.
City?
Or Scarsdale. Which
Scarsdale.
Is outside, yeah.
Okay.
That's outside New York.
And then you came to Pittsburgh for Carnegie Mellon?
Yep.
I didn't know you could do pre-law at Carnegie Mellon.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun program.
Yeah,
you
I'll
learn
bet.
A lot. Yeah,
and what was the other major you mentioned?
Writing.
Writing.
Yeah.
Great. And I'm glad you stayed
there you
as well. When multi-instrumentalist, so what else do you play?
I play a little bit of piano. I used to play a lot back in the day, kind of stopped. And then I play guitar now and drums a lot. Those are my two main.
Yeah, I can tell you like everybody likes playing their instruments,
yeah,
but you're having fun playing the drums.
Drums are the best.
I can tell. Well, it's nice to meet you. And then Aiden has been here before. It took me a minute. When Aiden walked in, I'm saying, you've been here before. And then I finally realized, actually, he reminded me it was with Lee Robinson and Iska when they were last here. And Aiden, I forget where you're from originally.
Yeah, I'm originally from Deerfield, Illinois, the suburbs of Chicago. Yeah.
And you found your way here to go to Pitt
as
a music major?
Not originally, no.
Oh.
Originally as an economics major.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and actually back for grad school for music, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your economics degree is from where?
From Pitt.
From Pitt.
Yeah.
And then now you're in Pitt's music school.
Yeah, I decided to stick around for a couple more years.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
and
I love it here.
Economics. And so you'll, when if you choose to play until the money runs out, you'll know exactly when the money's going to run out is an economics.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea.
Actually, those are compatible, I think, in many ways. Are you guys playing out much?
Sorry. So we actually we're recording our first album live at James Street in the Speakeasy. It's a free show. It's on February 3rd. So we hope everyone comes out. It's going to be a great show.
Oh, that'll be fun. That's right on the north side.
Yep.
And you're going to go just live?
Just totally live, yep.
Yeah.
That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Can you hear you guys?
Free.
Yeah. It's free.
Free.
And yeah. We're playing with Dan Bubin Band and Shaq Nicholson, who are two other great local bands.
Excellent. Well, let's get to another song. What was the name of the first one you did?
That song was called You Say.
Okay, and what's the next one?
The next one.
Let's see. Letter one. Or You Better Run.
Is called You Better Run.
You Better Run. The group is called Manic Soul. And just so you know, so here you've got three guys, probably under 30, right?
Yep.
Each of you. So you're walking down the street somewhere, maybe in Oakland or anywhere in Pittsburgh, and you see these guys, I mean anybody, and these could be them. You never know. Seriously, this is one reason we like to have a wide range of music, because people don't consider the talent inside of the folks that are right in their midst. So it's great to have you here. Once again, here's Manic Soul.
Well, I was a fishing for an easy roll. He spit it right back out. Said, boy, let me tell you what you need to know. You got a long, long, long way left in the sun. But you won't give up, you won't. Damn, moon rising, it's shining a white light in your eye. Oh, gonna need some help when you're reaching up to touch the sky. You got a long, long, long way left in the sun. You better run, 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 boy, you better run. Head is spinning round, and you're waiting for the starting gun. The people try to put you down. But you won't, you won't, you won't let them, you won't let them touch you. But you won't give up, you won't.
You got it in, Drew. Sounded good. That's Manic Soul. I don't know what Manic Youth would be a good name, too. But I like Manic Soul. I guess they're Sonic Youth. That's why youth almost came off of my tongue there. So how did you guys figure out how to play together, or that you even liked playing together? You two met first, right? Drew and Shane, or how did this all happen?
I think Drew and I did meet first, probably. Aiden and I met at a jam session.
Yeah, jam sessions are really cool because you get to go to a place and hang out with musicians who you've never played with before. And that's what happened with Shane and I. And we had a really nice musical connection on stage one time. And he asked me to come jam with Druva, this really great drummer who he had in mind to play with. And
so where was the jam session that you met?
So that jam session was at a bar in Oakland.
Well, that's okay.
But it's no longer
in existence.
In existence.
Defunct now.
It's now defunct.
Uncle Jimmy's was the name of the establishment.
Huh.
There's a reason why I've never heard of it.
So. That's okay. Where was it?
It's on Semple Street.
Semple, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Just exactly. South of Bates.
Yeah,
next to Campus Deli. Next to Campus Deli.
I know Semple. I think I know where that was, actually.
Yeah.
I know South Oakland quite well, having spent lots and lots of time down there. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you go to a place like that, and it is, I mean, you really need to have a connection with somebody to be able to play music with them. So it's kind of cool when you find somebody like that.
Yeah, just spontaneous, on the spot sort of thing.
And then you guys get together. Do you have a place to practice? That can be tough if you're making louder music.
Yeah. We usually do my house. I live in Shadyside. We've done Aiden's house occasionally and also Shane's house. So it actually works up quite well.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I have to ask Shane, he's got a shirt that I can see half of.
Yes.
That says Madison Mountaineers. And who's in the middle of that? Is that James? No.
I think he's sort of just an unidentified mountaineer who's from Madison County, Virginia.
Okay.
I used to work at a summer camp as a counselor in Madison County. And we went to get supplies at a local store, and this was their high school mascot, and we thought their shirts were really cool, so all of us got them.
I like it. Yeah, yeah. There's it's a guy kind of wearing. It took me a minute. I was thinking that could be a woman, you know, defending her country because the person's wearing a hat.
He looks sort of Daniel Boone-ish, I guess.
He does, and he's got. But he's got this mark on his face that if it were just slightly moved, it could be a tear, you know, coming out of his eye. But he's holding a gun and looking quite righteously proud of being in the center of the circle that he's in. I hope you're enjoying this description as much as I'm enjoying trying to give it to you over the radio. Actually, to help you picture it, if you have ever watched Gilligan's Island, where they put the stars of Gilligan's Island in like a little sailor's till, you know, the circle at the beginning. It's kind of a circle like that with the hero of Madison County right in the middle.
That's his name, actually. It's coming back to me. It's Gilligan.
Yeah. It's Gilligan.
This group is known as Manic Soul, and they have a gig coming up at James Street on February 3rd, where they will be recording an album. Aiden and Shane and Drew are playing together. What do you want to do next?
We're going to do a cover. So, yeah, you probably know what it is. Pretty much immediately. So
I wonder what it's going to be. I'll find out. We'll find out.
Ready?
Yes. Thank you.
over yonder, babe. Oh, that's where my baby's staying. Oh, there's a red hound over yonder, babe. Oh, that's where my baby's staying. Oh, I ain't seen my baby. My key won't fit the door. I said, wait a, wait a, wait a, wait a minute, something's wrong. My key won't fit the door. Don't live here no
Manic soul, yeah, letting every little note coming. If you're driving, these things that happen at the end of their songs are not under your hood. They're just coming from the musicians here. We only have about 4 or 5 minutes of radio time left, but it'd be great to hear you guys do one more, but I don't want to horn you in too much here.
We'd love to.
Sure.
People, we've linked to your Facebook page so they can find
wonderful.
You there. And you can check out Manic Soul. They have a lot of great energy. And I hope you've enjoyed hearing them this morning, too. What do you want to close up with?
I think we should close with Leave On.
Yeah.
Great song. Is it your the song Leave On?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I start playing? Are you tuned?
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
please take the time you need to do what you need to do.
Well, we just wanted to say thanks so much for having us.
That's a pleasure.
You really made us feel welcome, everyone here. So thank you.
Thanks to John Binley for the hookup.
Yeah.
He's great. His
absolutely.
Band's really good, too. He's a really good band. So.
Thank you.
Manic Soul. Thanks, guys. You sounded great.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Larry, for having us.
And thanks, Drew, as well.